Okay, so we're starting from the Sugya of Psisim Shleiman. Gemara in Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis says, Itmar Avihu Lefneim Psisim Shleiman. So Amar Rav Huna Mevarach Al Psisim Potos HaShleiman V'Riochan Amar Shleiman Mitzvah Neu Chavgar. So there's machlokas on which piece of bread, the Shalim or the Psisim, which one should come first. So Rashi on the spot says that neither piece is larger than the other. However, if one was larger, right? So Rashi says that in the machlokas itself, there's no gadol, but, and therefore, what we see is that Rav Huna, who says you don't have to be mevarich on the shalim, he doesn't have a mila of shalim. So when he says mevarach al psisim, he means im yirtza, because there's no mila of shalim, so you can do whichever one you want. Now, this is actually l'shitasa, because the Gemara is going to say, this is l'shitasa on Rashi, the Gemara says everyone agrees, kuli alma will hold that, just find the lashon of the Gemara, Gemara says, that everyone agrees that a prusa of chitin beats shlema. And according to the Pirush of Yirmiyahu bar Abba, who brings that on machlokas tanayim, so he says it's tali na machlokas in regards to giving truma to the kohen, whether you should be tomer batzal gadol or batzal shalem. And Rashi there says that gadol, batzal gadol, means what it sounds like it means. It means the mila of gadol. Unlike Tosos, who says that the mila of gadol there means something else, it means that it tastes better. But what emerges for Rashi is that the mila of chitin equals and is the same mila as the mila of gadol. Because the Gemara is comparing the fact that chitin beats a shlema shel seorin to the fact that batzal gadol beats batzal shalim. So therefore, in the case of machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan, we can conclude that there was no gadol. Because if there was a gadol, everyone would agree that you have to be mevarach on that first. And yet we find that Rav Yochanan says shalim mitzvah mevarachar. So that's how Rashi knows, l'shitaso, that there's no gadol in the machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. So we can ask now, if gadol is not in the machlokas or Huna or Yochanan, so where does Rashi know this mila from? Where do he know? What's the makar for such a thing? So the answer is, again, l'shitaso, that the Rashi holds batzal gadol in the machlokas tanaim is actually what it sounds like it means. It means the mila of gadol, and that will be the makar for Rashi. So I referenced earlier that Rashi says in Shitas Rav Huna, that for Rav Huna, if there was a gadol, so he would say b'mimarach on the gadol. Yeah? So, that's mashma, that this is only true in Rav Huna. But in Rav Yochanan, it sounds like this wouldn't be true. In Rav Yochanan, it sounds like Shalim will always win, even against the gadol. So, and in fact, it's not only is that mashma in Rashi, but Tosfos actually says this in Shitas Rashi. So the question is, where did Rashi get this from? How did Rashi know this? That gadol will only win within the world of Rav Huna, not within the world of Rav Yochanan. So the answer is that it's actually not that Rashi's saying it wouldn't be true in Rav Yochanan, but rather Rashi's just unsure, and for the following reason. So, according to Rav Yochanan, the debate between the milas of gadol and the milas of shalim, which one should come first, actually is going to depend on the explanation of the machlokas tanaim, the Tanakhama. And there's two approaches in the Gemara. If the reason for the Shitas Tanakhama holds tormin batzal katan shalim, that you do truma from the shalim, not from the gadol. So if the reason for the Tanakhama is as prescribed by Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba, that it's because he holds that Shalem is greater than Gadol. So then, Shalem is greater than Gadol. But according to the stum of the Shas, that ends up saying no. Kuli alma lo pligi de chashivadif. And this is just a machlokes of Torim and Meskayim, an entirely separate local machlokes in regards to Truma, in which case, so Shalem would no longer necessarily be greater than Gadol. And in fact, everyone would agree that Chashuv is greater than Shalem. In other words, Gadol is greater than Shalem. So, in other words, for Rav Yochanan, because there's two Pirushim in the Gemara, of Rav Yirmiyahu and the Sum of the Shas, and in each Pirush it comes out differently whether or not Shalem is greater than Gadol or Gadol is greater than Shalem, so Rashi can't say this Chiddush in Rav Yochanan also. Rashi can only say in Rav Huna. So in Rav Huna, if the Psisim are Gadolim, so then Tzarech Levarech Aleihem. But in Rav Yochanan, it's unclear, so he doesn't say that. Right, again, because Rav Huna has no mila of Shalem. So for Rav Huna, for sure Gadol would be Shalem, because since there's no mila of Shalem, and Gadol is a mila, as we see from Torim and Batzel Gadol, so automatically, Gadol beats Shalem for Rav Huna. But for Rav Yochanan, it's up for debate based on the two understandings of the Tanakhama. So, and for, by the way, for Rav Huna, who again has no mila of Shalem, so the reason for the Tanakhama, therefore, must be Miskayim. Rav Huna cannot fit with Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba's explanation of the Tanakhama. Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba must have just been going in Rav Yochanan. And for Rav Yochanan, who does have the mila of Shalem, so where does he find it? So that'll depend on these two explanations as well. If you're Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba, so then the Tanakhama is saying Shalem. That's the mila of Shalem. And that's where Rav Yochanan gets it from. But for the sum of the shot, for the sum of the shas that learns that really the Tanakhama is not talking about Shalem, but rather Menaskayim, so Rav Yochanan must learn this that there's a mila of Shalem. And the last question we had in the sugya was that Tosfos says beferish in Rashi that Rav Yochanan would say that Shalem is greater than Gadol. But we just showed that it's totally on these two understandings of the Tanakhama. So really it's unclear. So how can Tosfos know this? So we left that off as a tzarchin. Is that clear in terms of the two ways of learning the Tanakhama affects how Rabbi Yochanan learns between Gadol and Shalem? Yeah? Okay, so that's the end of the first sugya. Abtisin Shalem. So, Vaiter Bishitas Rashi. So, again, according to Rashi, that Rav Huna has no mila of Shalem. So, it would come out that Rav Huna would actually be taking a stance in a different case of the Gemara. Right? We know that there's a machlokas in regards to Pasuma Bika'ara. So, Rav Huna has no mila of Shalem. So, Lachori, he's against Rav Chia, who says, Tsar Shetachal Bracha Mapas, which is basically saying that you need to make a bracha on a Shalem. So, if Rav Huna's going against Rav Chia and only going like Rav Chia bar Abba, I'm sorry, but only like Rav Chia, I think Rav Chia bar Ashi, actually. Only like Rav Chia bar Ashi, so the Gemara should have to say that. If he's weighing in this machlokas, it should have to be spelled out in the Gemara. Rather, it's mashma that he could fit in either opinion, because the Gemara doesn't say anything. So how is that possible that he can fit with either opinion? So, Rabbi, you want to say that the two Gemaras are really unrelated. Unrelated Gemaras. What's the difference? In Pasuma Bakara, the Pas Snuma, there cannot be any Betziah on it. So there's a machlokas whether or not Betziah is necessary. Rabbi Chibar Ashi says, you can take that Pasuma Bakara, that could be the Pas Yerim Varechan. So, you don't need a Betziah. So it's a question of whether Betziah is necessary. But our case of Psisin and Shleiman, both the Shalim, but also the Psisin, can have a Betziah done. And how do we know that? Because we see that in the case of Yerei Shemayim Yotzei Yedei Shnayim, so Rashi there is, it's Mavur clearly in Rashi, that you could do Betziah on both of them. And that's why Rashi says, do a Betziah on both of them. So what's our Machlokas then? Both could have a Betziah, but there's a machlokas whether Shalem is a mila. Is there a mila to mivarach on the shalom? But it has nothing to do with the betzia. The betzia can happen either way. So these are two unrelated issues. So Rav Huna is not weighing into that machlokas. The Rishonim ask that there must be, in the case of Pasnuma Bakara, there must have been another alternative bread, right? If there was only this Pasnuma, so Avali, you make a bracha on the Pasnuma. There must be another bread that can have a betzia. So the Rishonim say, okay, so Rav Chiya bar Ashi doesn't care about the betzia. He says you can use this piece of bread even though a betzia can't be done. That's a shita. But there's a different reason that you can ask from Rav Chiya bar Ashi why you should use the alternative piece of bread. L'chayra, that piece of bread is going to be shalim. And we see from our Gemara that there's a mila of shalim. So why is Rav Chiya bar Ashi not only passing up on the mila of betzia, but also passing up on the mila of shalim? So Tosas there says that he holds that Chaviv is greater than Shalim. Chaviv is greater than Shalim. And this Pasnuma is Chaviv too. The Ritva says that, in fact, the other Pas is actually not Shalim. He tastes the other Pas is Shalim. And for Rashi, we can say, as we just explained, Rashi has no mile of Shalim in Rav Huna, so we can say that he's going with Nishidas Rav Huna. But a similar question, this is going to be more difficult than Rashi, the Rishonim ask, is, okay, so maybe the bread's not shalim. But lachor, the other bread is going to be gadol. So Tosis says a very similar character to what he said before. The chav is greater not only than shalim, but it's also greater than gadol. The Ritva says that gadol is not really a mila, based on how he learns arsoya. Meaning, Tosis had an explanation on batzal gadol, that batzal gadol isn't a mila because it's gadol, but rather because it tastes better. And the Ritva learns adarachzat. But for Rashi, Rashi holds that gadol is a mila for everyone. So if gadol is a mila for everyone, how can Rav Chiya bar Ashi say you pass up on the mila of gadol and make a bracha on the pasim of bakara? The other bread is a gadol. Oh. So we ultimately ended up saying that if you look, what's Rashi's explanation of the case of pasim of bakara? So I think Rabbi also showed this as machlokas Rashi and Ramban and Chumash, but. In our Gemara, Rashi says, pas suma is dried out pas. The reason why you can't do a betzia on the pas suma is not because the pas suma is smaller. No. The pas suma is actually the same size, it's just dried out so you can't do a betzia. So with this, we understand very good now. The other pas is not a gadol. Rav Chiya bar Ashi isn't telling you to pass over the mila of gadol. Of course he has the mila of gadol. Everyone has the mila of gadol in Rashi. Rather, they're the same size, and it just happens to be that this past summer, you can't do a betzia on it. Okay, so that's machlokas, whether or not that's necessary. Oh, so now we go into Shitas Tosfos. Tosfos asks on Rashi, Elachar, there's Svaras Afuchos here. Rav Yochanan and Rav Huna are Svaras Afuchos. So what does it mean to have Svaras Afuchos? So B'muskol Rishon, I would have thought, that what's the Svaras Hafuchos? So Rav Huna holds that Gadol is greater than Shalim, and Rav Yochanan holds Shalim is greater than Gadol, so it's backwards. Rav Huna is saying Gadol is better than Shalim, and Rav Yochanan is saying Shalim is better than Gadol. But that can't be, says Rabbi, because we have machlokas like this all the time. In fact, in our very own Gemara, Rav Yehuda and the Tanna Kamma have this very machlokas. So that's not Svaras Hafuchos. What is Svaras Hafuchos? So rather, the issue is that for Rashi, Rav Huna has no mila of shalom at all. And Rav Yochanan holds, not only is it a mila, not only is shalom a mila, but it beats gadol. That's Svaras Hafuchos, because it's two steps removed. Not only does Rav Yochanan disagree that there is in fact a mila of shalom, but that mila of shalom beats another mila. So that was the end of the sugya of Psisin B'Shleiman. So then we went on to Tosas Devarim Maskil, Kol Hecha D'Ika Kohen, so just a little, tiny little ha'ara, that Tosfos is asking that the Gemara, in regards to Truma for a Kohen, says that everyone holds that Chashav is Adif. But Tosfos is bothered, earlier at Machlokas, is Shalim better or is Gadol better? So Rav Chiya Eger is bothered that, based on the earlier Tosfos, these are two unrelated issues. right? Tosas earlier explained that batzel gadol, the milah is not gadol. The milah is that it tastes better. So you can't ask the question that, oh, over here the Gemara says that the milah of tasting better is better than shalim. So how can there then be a machlokas between shalim and gadol? Those are two different milahs. The milah of gadol is different than the milah over here of it tasting better. They're two completely unrelated things. So that was that, the ha'ara and tosos. And then we went to, again, the Gemara concludes, Yerei Shemayim Yotzei Yedei Shneim. That Yerei Shemayim will fulfill both opinions. So, Tosas explains that what does it mean, Shneim? That your Yotzei, both things, the Shleim Ashal Seorin and the Prus of Chitin. And the Rambam also says this way. But Rebbe's bothered in the Rambam. That the Rambam actually says, Ladina, to put the Shalim Shal Seorin inside the Prus of Chitin and be Botzei on both of them. But first of all, in the Gemara, it sounds like something that Yerei Shemayim do. It doesn't sound like something that's Maker Adin. But stronger, the Rambam himself in Truma paskins that Shalim is greater than Gala. And we know that the Gemara compares this to the case of Prusa Shal Chitin and Shalim Shal Seorin. So the Din should be, the din based on Hilchos Shruma, that Shalim is greater than Gadol. So the din should be to be both say the Shalim Shal Seorin. That's the din. In Echalami Yerei Shemayim Yotzei Yedei Shneim. But the din should be to be both say the Shalim Shal Seorin. Again, because we're saying that there was the Gemara made a comparison between Shalim Shal Seorin beating Prusa Shal Chitin. I'm sorry. The Gemara made a comparison, between the case of Shleim Shal Seorin versus Prusa Shal Chitin to Shalim and Gadol. So if you paskin Shalim is greater than Gadol, you should also have to paskin that Shleim Shal Seorin is greater than Prusa Shal Chitin. And the Rambam doesn't paskin that Ladina; he says to do both. So rather we can say, Rabbi answers that Shnehem doesn't mean both Shitos. Rather, it means Yotzei Yedei Shneim means to do both Milas. If it's possible to fulfill both of these milos, you should do both. Yeah. The Rush also says a similar thing, that Shneim means both Kikaros, and is Medayik this way in the Rif, that uses a Lashon Akiva of Shnehen. So both not meaning both Shitos, but both Kikaros. And the Rush explains that when the Gemara says that Shasamta Shalom Yedei Talmidim. So what it means is, or that sounds like it's Tumah D'Amrim. So what it means is the Tanakhama of Yehuda. Right? Meaning it's going to be the Tanakhama of Yehuda, even though, and that's a bit chiddush, because we obviously pass over the Tanakhama. But it can still go with the Tanakhama, or it can still be talking about Tanakhama or Yehuda, because we're just saying to get the milos of both of them. Yeah. And this would follow the understanding of Rav Yirmiyahu of our Abba that the machlokes is on Chosha versus Shalim. And this can be where the Rambam learned to paskin like Rav Yirmiyahu of our Abba, not the Sama of the Shas. So the Rambam is going within Rav Yirmiyahu Rabba that it's machlokas of Chosha versus Shalim, and that's why he paskins to do both of them, and it's based, and Shneim is both Rav Yehuda and the Tanakhama. Yeah. Yeah, meaning again, so Shneihem doesn't mean both Shitos, but rather it's saying to get both milos. So the Rambam, when he's paskin to do both, he's not saying that we paskin like both Shitos. That doesn't make any sense. We see in Hilchos Shruma that he paskins that Shalom is greater than Gadol. What he's saying, Ladina, is that when you have the opportunity to do with both milos, you should do both milos. And that's Ladina. If you have the opportunity to do so, you should do it. So, yeah. So then we mentioned that the Rambam, how far do you get in the packet? Okay, so So the Rambam, Rabbi Meir Ha'ara, that the Rambam doesn't mention the Milah of Gadol at all. So what's going on over here? Even though we paskin that Shalim is Adif, like Rabbi Yochanan, but the Milah of Gadol still exists, right? Let's say you have a case of two Shalims. Let's say you have a case of two non-Shalims. So the Gadol would, if it's a Milah, would be the distinguishing factor to decide which piece of bread to be Mubarak on. So and Vayter in Hilchos Truma, in the case of Gadol and Shalim, the Rambam doesn't say the Eitzah of Yerei Shemayim Yotzei Dei Shneim, the same way he does in the case of Chitin Shlemi Shal Seorim, which is again it seems to be indicating that there's no real Mile of Gadol at all. There's a Mile of Gadol, so the Rambam's whole thing is that do both Miles, but he's not saying that in Hilchos Truma. So Rabbi wants to say rather that there really is no Milah of Gadol for the Rambam. And Rav Huna just means Mivarach al Eizah Sher Yirtzah. And the Batzal Gadol, that seems to be a Milah of Gadol, but Feirish in the Machlokes Tanayim, the Rambam will go like Tosfos, that it means the one that tastes better. And the reason why the Rambam doesn't mention the Milah of it just tasting good, right? The real definition of Gadol in the Machlokes Tanayim is because he's so much on the alternative in the Gemara of Torah Min Yafa. Fine. So that's the sugya of Yerei Shemayim Yotzei Dei Shneim. Clear? Okay. So then we had the next sugya was Emshalei B'chashiv Hin Milas B'bracha O B'Bitzia. So the Rambam puts, if you look in the Seder of the Rambam, so he puts Hilchos Kedima in Perek Ches, but his Hilchos B'tzia are in Perek Zayin, which is mashma based on the Seder, that the Milas and Kedima are Milas mitzad the Betziah, not the Bracha. And the Rambam's Shitasa, based on the Dik from the Gain. The Gain's Bedayik, that the Rambam only speaks about Kedima when Ein Berachah Sein Ar Shavos. Ein Berachah Sein Shavos. That's what the Rambam speaks at Kedima. But, so it must be, says the Gain, that the Rambam Paskins, like the Manda Amar, and Mem Aleph, Amad Aleph, that the Machlokas is the machlokes between min shiva adif or chavav adif, that's only when Amber Hussein or Shavos. So, again, we're saying the Rambam only has kedima when Amber Hussein Shavos. But in case of Ber Hussein Shavos, there's no kedima. Aye, but in our Gemara, in the case of bread, it's Ber Hussein Shavos. So, how could there be kedima over here? How could we be discussing these miles of shalom, these miles of... It doesn't make any sense. Miles of tasting good, whatever they may be. There's miles of kedima. Ber Hussein or Shavos. So rather must be that when there's a case of Ber Hussein Shavos, there's no Milos in Kedima mitzad the Bracha, but there is Milos, there are Milos in Kedima mitzad the Betzia. And that, again, is L'shitaso based on the Seder and the Rambam, that he juxtaposes the Hilchos Kedima and Hilchos Betzia. According to the other Rishon, however, that there is Kedima even in cases of Ber Hussein Shavos. So we can ask, what's the Eitz of Yerei Shemayim Yotzei Dei Shneim? Rashi in second Lashon and Tosfos say that you put the Shalim inside of the Prutza and you're Mevarech on the Shalim and it's Nira Kibotzei Men HaPrutza. So, okay, for the Rambam, you know, that these are Milas of Etzia, so I would understand Nir Kibotzei Men HaPrutza. It looks like you did a Betziah on both of them, and you got the Milah of Betziah. But for these other Rishonim, that you need a Kedima based on Brachos, so the Bracha that you made on these two things is only going to be Chal on the Shlema Shel Seorin, not the Chitin. So how did you get the Milah of Chitin? You're not eating that Chitin. You weren't Betziah it. In reality, so you're not eating the chitin, so the bracha wouldn't be chal on it. So if the bracha's not chal on it, how were you yosei de shneim? How did you get both milas? You only got the mila of shalim. So Rabbi answered that maybe the bracha is chal derech betziah. That the way that a bracha is chal on something is based on my betziah. So therefore, since we say that it's a nira kibotzei min haprusa, therefore, you're both say on the shlema, And it's Nir Kibbutz and Aprusa. So the bracha is chal on both of them. And therefore, you've got both milos in bracha. Johnny wanted to say that the bracha would be chal on everything in your hand, as we see from Tosfos, that if you make a bracha on an entire kikar, and then you're about to say a piece of it, and then that piece falls, you don't need a new bracha. But Rebbe rejected this by saying that then, if that were true, that the only thing, the way in which the bracha is chal on everything is by having everything in your hands, so what's the stress of Nir Kibbutz and Aprusa? It sounds like the Metzia is part of this, and with the explanation, the Metzia would have no effect. So rather, we're saying that no, like what we said before, that the betziah is what makes the bracha chal. And since it's Nir Kibbutz and Aprusa, the bracha is chal both on the Shlema and on the Prusa, you get the miles of both. That is the sugya of Yerushalayim Yosef Desh. I'm sorry, Shalom Mechash, the miles of bracha, of betziah. Any questions?
If you go to the last bit again?
Yeah. So, we asked Akasha, according to the other Rishonim, that there is Kedima even in cases of Berachos and Shavos. Yeah?
Okay.
So they don't have to come on to this sheet of the Rambam that the Kedima here is all Kedima and Betziah. It's Kedima and Berachos. So what's this explanation of Yerushalayim Yotzei Desh name that Rashi and Tosos have that you put the Shalim inside of the Prutza, you're Mevarich on the Shalim, you're Botzei of the Shalim, and it's nearer Kibotzei than a Prutza? Meaning, you meet. So, if I'm like the Rambam, that I'm trying to be Botzeya both of them, so you're Botzeya the Shalom, and it's Nirka Botzeya and Aprusa, so you're Botzeya Kilo on both of them. But the other Rishonim are looking for Kedima and Brachos. So, Lechora in this case, you only made the Bracha on the thing you were actually Botzeya, right? You weren't Botzeya the Prusa Shachitin. Lechora, you're not going to eat that then. So, the Bracha wouldn't go on something that you're not going to eat. So if the bracha is not chal on that other thing, how do you get the mila of both? How are you yotzei d'shneim? How do you get the mila of both milas and bracha, both on the prusa shel chitin and on the shleim shel saorin? L'chora, you only got the mila of being mevarich on the shleim shel saorin. That's the only thing you're going to eat. So that's the only thing you're mevarich on. So we're answering that the brachas are chal not based on what I'm going to eat, but derech betziah. And since I was actually botzeya the shalim, so avad the brachas on the shalim. And since I was near kibbutzim and a prusa, so since it's near kibbutzim, that also takes the bracha onto the prusa as well. So the bracha was actually chal on both of them, and therefore I get both milas of both the chitin mila and the shalim mila, because the bracha was actually chal on both. And it is yotzei d'shneim.
So the question was, how do you know that the bracha goes on the second piece and the bracha only goes on what you eat? And the answer is, it goes on both.
Well, the answer is why it goes on both, meaning the assumption is changing. In the question, we were assuming that the way a bracha is chal is based on what I'm going to eat. And since I wasn't actually botzeya, the prusa shel chitin, so I'm not going to, it doesn't seem like I'm going to eat it, so the bracha wouldn't be chal on it. The teretz is that that's not how brachas are chal. Brachas are chal based on the betzia. So since the betzia was both on the shalim and it was near kibbutzim and a prusa, the betzia was ki'ilu on both and the bracha is therefore chal on both. Okay. So the next sugya is the sugya of motzi matzah. So the Gemara says that because of the din of lechem oni, so you should place the matzah that's a prusa, the split matzah, inside the shlema and be botzeya. So there's a question of how many matzahs do you need? It's actually Machlokes Rishonim. The Rush says three matzahs, two are shalim for lecha mishnah, and then one non-shalim to be mekayim lecha moni. The Rif and the Rambam say that you only need two matzos, and one of those matzos is a prusa. And the Rif explains that the din of lecha moni is just migareya one lecha of lecha mishnah, and that's the pshat of the Rambam as well. So the question is, according to the Rif and the Rambam, that lecha moni is detracting from lecha mishnah, so lechora it should detract from both kikaros. Both kikaros should then be prusos. Why is it that only one kikar is detracted to a half a kikar? That's a kasha that we're going to get back to. There's also another machlokes rishonim on which bracha to make on which piece of matzah. So, Machlokes Rishonim. Tosim Sachem Daf Kutas Zayin says you actually make both brachos on the Prusa. And Tosim Brachos attributes the Shita to Rav Menachem Evina. And the obvious question is, what about Chavelos, Chavelos? Ain't no Simitsos Chavelos, Chavelos. So, we'll have to say, right, Tosus says that Chavelos, Chavelos, this din, that you can't do multiple mitzvos on one item, so that does not apply to Berachas Ananim. The other Rishonim will learn that Chavelos, Chavelos does actually apply to Berachas Ananim, and therefore you can't double up the brachos on one matzah. And therefore, within this camp, there's going to be two other emerging shitos that come out. The Rush says you make a hamotzi on the shalim, and an alachilas matzah on the prutza. Tosus brings a similar shita to this, but he adds in the shita that he brings says that after your botzea on the shlema, it's a nirik botzea and a prutza. And that's sarach bir. We're going to get back to that later. So one shita again is the Rush, and then a third shita is the tour who brings the Rino Chananel that says you make a the opposite. You make a hamotzi on the prutza and an alachilas matzah on the shlema. So again, we have three shitos. We have the shita of Tosfos in Psachim and Rav Menachem Mevina that you make both brachos on the Prusa. That shita does not have Chavelos Chavelos by Brachos Ananim. Then you have the Rush and the Tor. I'm sorry, the Rabino Chananel brought by the Tor who do have the issue of Chavelos Chavelos by Brachos Ananim. The Rush says that you make a Hamotzi on the Shlema and an Alfilos Mans on the Prusa. And Rabbeinu Chananel says you make a hamotzi on the prusa and an alachilas matz on the shlema. So Rebbe asked that I understand the Rush that you make an alachilas matzah on the matzas mitzvah. Right? The Rush is saying you make an alachilas matzah on the matzas mitzvah. Good. But L'chora, Tosfos needs a beer. We need to understand where Tosfos is coming from. And Rabbeinu Chananel is much worse off. Because Rabbeinu Chananel is saying the opposite of what I would have thought logically. Rabbeinu Chananel is saying you make the Hamotzi on the Prusa and the Alchilas Matzah on the Shlema. I would have thought the exact opposite. I would have thought you make the Alchilas Matzah on the Matzah's Mitzvah. The Alchilas Matzah should be on the Lachamoni, and the Hamotzi should be on the Non-Lachamoni. So what's Pshat and Rabbeinu Chananel? It's very difficult. So, good. So we said that Rabbeinu Chananel will say that he holds the din lacham oni is actually a din in the betzia, meaning it's the derech of an oni to be both seya and a prusa. So we have to understand now how betzia is done. Betzia is always done with hamotzi. So therefore, you have to make hamotzi on the prusa because the betzia follows the hamotzi. And therefore, once you're making the hamotzi on the prusa, so we know chavelos chavelos, enos mitzvos chavelos chavelos. So therefore, alachilas matzah is going to have to be in the shlema because you can't double up. And this will also answer the first question that we had: that why doesn't lechem oni detract from both kikaros? Why don't you have two prusos? And the answer is that we know lechem mishnah. Lechem mishnah is the starting point. Lechem mishnah. In general, you need two full kikaros, and the din is you're botzei on one of them. So since lacham only is just a din of the betzia, that the betzia has to be done on a prusa, so I only need one prusa. I can keep one of the two of lacham mishnah, a full matzah. I only need one prusa because lacham only is just that, my betzia, which is only on one lacham, needs to be on a prusa. So far, what do we have? We have machlokes over the geder din lachamoni. The Rush says it's a din in matzas mitzvah, and therefore alachilas matzah is going to be on the prusa. The Riff and the Rambam say it's a din in the betzia, so amoti is on the prusa. And this machlokes in the geder of the din of lachamoni is actually the shitasa, because there's also machlokes of when to split the matzah, the Pesach Seder. The Rush says, like the Tur, that you're about to say the matzah before Magid, and you say the whole Magid, the whole Agadah, over the matzah's mitzvah. And it makes a lot of sense because the Rush holds that lechem oni is a din in matzah's mitzvah. So I want to say the Haggadah over this matzah's mitzvah. I want to say the Haggadah over the split up lechem oni. But the Rambam says you split the matzah right before motzei matzah. Because according to the Rambam, there's no reason to be motzei the matzah early. The whole lechem oni is just a din in the betziah. It's not a din in having this lechem oni, this matzah's mitzvah that I'm going to say the Haggadah over, that it's split up and it's crumbled. No, it's just a din in the betziah, that the betziah itself needs to be on a prusa. So that doesn't require saying magid over it. Yeah. So based on this, we can now explain the shita that Tosfos brings, that the amotzi is on the shlema, and then your botzeya, and it's nearer kibotzeya and aprusa, right? We were wondering why he's adding that in. And then, right, the final step for the shita is that you make an alchilas matzah on the prusa. So we'll say that this shita is going to hold that lechem oni is both a din in a betziya and a din in matzah's mitzvah. It's a din in both. So really, the betziya should be on the prusa. But, because again, the betziya should be on the prusa, and therefore, since the betziah should be on the prusa, so the betziah is done with hamotzi. But if the betziah is done with hamotzi, and then therefore your botzei the prusa, so then the alchilas matzah can't be on the prusa. So we're stuck, right? We lechem oni is both a din in the betziah and a din matzah mitzvah. So on the one hand, we want to make an alchilas matzah on the prusa. But on the other hand, we want to be botzei the prusa with the hamotzi, because the betzia is also din in the lechem oni is also din in the betzia, and the betzia happens with hamotzi. Hamotzi brings about the betzia, so we're stuck. So instead, there's like a compromise solution that the shita says do a hamotzi on the shalim, and therefore you have the lechem oni dika betzia. But what about? I'm sorry. The compromise is that you do a hamotzi on the shalim, which is really not attaining the maila of the betzia, a lechem oni dika betzia, but it's nearer kibotzei than a prusa, so it's nearer that you've gotten that maila, that you did a lechem oni dika betzia, and then you can make an alchilas matzah on the prusa, so you've gotten both of the milas. Yeah, does that make sense? Yeah, the last opinion, the shita that Tosfos brings, so holds of two milas. First of all, there's the mila. I'm sorry, holds of two, both definitions of lechem oni, both parts of lechem oni. There's the part of lechem oni that matzah's mitzvah, that I want to have an oni diga matzah. And then there's also the part of lechem oni that I want to have a lechem oni dika betziah. So now, from the aspect of wanting to have a lechem oni dika betziah, I should really make a hamotzi on the prusa, because then I'll do a betziah on the prusa, because the betziah follows the hamotzi. But if I do that, then because inos mitzvah favelos favelos, I can't then make an alchilas matzah on the prusa. So in order to attain both milos, we say no. Make the hamotzi on the shalim. You'll be both say the shalim. It'll be nearer kibotzei than a prusa. So it's nearer that you've gotten that milah, which is enough. And now you can get the entire milah of matzah's mitzvah of making alchilas matzah on the prusa.
Why isn't she the same din of lechem?
You can't make two brachos on one piece of bread. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So the Rush, however, doesn't have chavelos when it comes to Berchas Ananin, and he doesn't even mention it, because Lafi the Rush, even without this din, you need to make a bracha of hamotzi on the shalim and alchilas matzah on the prusa, because he holds that lechem oni doesn't detract from Lechem Mishnah because it's not a din in the Betziah. Lechem Oni is only a din in Matzah's Mitzvah. Since it's only a din in Matzah's Mitzvah, so you're going to, of course, need a third Matzah. regardless of chavilas chavilas, you're going to need a third matzah because you're going to need a prusa to make the achilas matzah on. And you also have a din of lacha mishnah, so you need two full matzos. Tosfos, however, doesn't mention three matzos because lechem oni is both a din in the betziah and a din in matzah mitzvah. So since it's a din in the betziah, it detracts from lacha mishnah. So if not for chavilas chavilas, both brachos would be on the prusa like Rav Menachem Mevina. But since he does have chavilas chavilos, so now he has his compromise solution. Yeah, meaning that's a tension between Tosis and the Rush. The Rush doesn't have chavilas chavilos. And he doesn't even mention it because he holds that the lechem oni is a din in matzah's mitzvah. So you're going to need to have three matzahs either way. Lefi Tosfos, so it's not so simple. Lechem oni is also din the betziah. And therefore, it detracts from lechem mishnah, and if not for chavilas chavilos, you make both brachos on the prusa. Because of chavilas chavilos, so we have this compromise shita that you're near kibbutzim in a prusa, and then you are mevarach achilas matzah on the prusa. So just to sum up, and then we'll finish with this. So we have three machloksim. We have a machlokas rishonim, whether or not you need three matzos or two matzah, two matzos. We have a machlokas rishonim, when to actually split the matzah. And we have a machlokas rishonim on which matzah to make which bracha. And all three of these machloksim are going to revolve around the geder din lechem oni. Lefi the rush, lechem oni isn't a din in the betziah. And therefore, it's not megareya from normal lechem mishnah, and therefore you need three matzos. Oh, right. So that's step one. Step two, alchilas matzah is on the prusa, and step three. You want to pause the recording, maybe? Oh, someone else. Okay, so we're back. We're going to start again from the summary of the sugya. So again, we have three machlokesim. There's a machlokes, how many matzahs you need, a machlokes, when to split the matzah, and a machlokes, on which matzah to make which bracha. So, and all of these three machlokesim are going to revolve around the same nekuda of what is the geder din lechem oni. For the rush. So lechem oni is purely a din in the chetza matzah's mitzvah. Since it's only a din in matzah's mitzvah, so therefore you have a chiyuv of lechem mishnah, that's two matzos. And then you need a third matzah for matzah's mitzvah. Lechem oni, there's no reason for it to take away from lechem mishnah. Because it's not a din in the betziah. That's step one. Step two is for the rush, alchilas matzah would be on the prusa. Because again, lechem oni is a din in the chatz of matzah's mitzvah. So you'll make the alchilas matzah on the prusa. And step three, when are you going to split the matzah? So you'll split the matzah in the beginning of the Seder so that Magid can be said over the matzah in its proper lechem mishnah, lechem oni form. That's the rush. Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rif, and the Rambam hold that lechem oni is actually a din in the betziah. Well, if lechem oni is a din in the betziah, so then it'll detract from the typical lechem mishnah, which requires a betziah on one of the two shlemos, and now you're going to need a betziah on one of the two kikaros, but one of those will be a prusa, so that the betziah can be done on a prusa. So there are really only two matzos now. That's step one. Step two is that since the betziah comes with the hamotzi, they go together, so the hamotzi is going to be on the prusa. Because again, lechem oni is a din in the betziah. Okay, so the hamotzi, which brings about the betziah, will need to be on the prusa. And step three is that when are you going to split the matzos? So we'll say you're going to split the matzah early. No, there will be no reason to do so. Rather, you should split the matzah before hamotzi because lechem oni is just as in the betziah. So there's no reason to split early. It's only a din in the betziah. So you split the matzah when you're ready to do the betziah. It's not a din in matzah's mitzvah that we want to say maggot over matzah's mitzvah that are in a lechem oni form. Tosfos holds of both of these things, that both lechem oni is a din the betziah and a din matzah's mitzvah. So then there's two ways that this can go. If you don't hold a mitzvah of enos mitzvah chavilos, and there's no issue of that, so then you get the sheet of Rav Menachem Mevina. both brachos are made on the prusa. Right? You make a hamotzi on the prusa, so you can do a betzi on the prusa. And you make an afilas matz on the prusa because you want matzis mitzvah. And lachamoni is then a matzis mitzvah also. But if there is an issue of chavilas chavilos, so then you get the shita that Tosas brings, that hamotzi is on the shalim, but it's nearer to what's in a prusa, and that's how you get accomplished the maila of lachamoni in the betziah, and then you make an achilas matz on the prusa to get the maila of lachamoni of matzah's mitzvah. Okay, so we'll stop here at the sugya of lachamisha.